Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Monday Night AON Motivational Radio Show. And each week, we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you as an AON representative take your business to the next level. Whether you are been an AON representative for a day or 50 years, this show has been designed to help you. Each week, our guests will include life coaches, authors, AON representatives, leaders, spiritual advisors. This is a show that you don't want to miss. Make sure you have a pen and paper at your computer each time you log in. If you haven't done so already, I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to become our friends on Facebook page. All you have to do is go to AON Motivational Radio Show in Facebook and then like our page. If you have been listening to the show, you know that this Monday of the month is our roundtable discussion. And we usually have Ellen Edwards, AON representative, Keelan Clark, and AON representative. And tonight we're going to talk about follow-up. So first let me plug in Ellen. Ellen?
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
No, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and thank you again for being a part of the round table discussion.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I'm gonna take myself off the speaker. Give me. And one of the things we're gonna talk about is something that I really is a pet peeve of mine is follow up, and a lot of times people don't realize that. You know, when they're not getting the success in their business, whether it's recruiting, whether it's getting another sale or whatever it is that pertains to their business, you know, they wonder why they're not successful. And a lot of times one of the reasons is because of the follow-up process. Wouldn't you agree, Ellen?
Yeah, I was actually, and hopefully before the show is over, I'll find this, sorry if you hear all that background noise, my window is not completely closed. It's a statistics on the amount of salespeople that actually follow up, and it's staggeringly low. So hopefully I'll find that before we're off the call. But yeah, that's exactly it. You know, people really don't have great follow-up skills. And, you know, sometimes you have to do things consistently over a long period of time before you begin to see the fruit. People do things maybe 3 or 4 times, or they'll do it maybe for a month, and then they don't get the result, and they go, well, it doesn't work. Well, it's not that it doesn't work. Sometimes it just takes time, and you have to do the right things consistently over a period of time.
That's exactly right. You're absolutely right. And sometimes you have to formulate relationships. And in formulating a relationship is to have the constant flow of communications going back and forth, whether that communication is in the form of a text message or an email or a return phone call or whatever. It has to have some kind of a continuous flow of communication. And it doesn't have to be in great detail. Sometimes, Lord knows I'm running, and sometimes I get to a light and I get a text, and sometimes I'll say, I got it. Just that. Just let people know I got the text, or it's an email. I'll say, got it, we'll respond later, or I will say, we'll review later. But, you know, just something, just to let people know that you have acknowledged, you've received what they have sent, and you have acknowledged the message that was sent to you.
Well, it's sorely lacking. I mean, even in a professional, you know, I have a full-time job, and a lot of my reps are always complaining. People just won't even acknowledge to say, yes, I got it, you know. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't remember things being quite as bad years ago, but nowadays people don't feel they owe you anything. It's even just a common courtesy of responding to something. And unfortunately, it's the norm not to.
Yeah, it's sad but true. And really, you know, when you think about it, I mean, how much effort and time does it take just to type up two words? Got it. You know, it really is. And it's very, it's just poor etiquette not to respond to a phone call or email or text. Someone took the time to communicate with you. You know, you owe it to that particular person to at least respond. Don't leave them out there hanging.
Well, part of the problem I can't even say new reps, just reps in general, it's just very discouraging when you're reaching out to people and they're not communicating with you. And I hear this time and time again on different calls, going to meetings, and people always say, but I call them, I text them, I write them, you know, whatever it happens to be, and they just won't respond. And for a lot of people, that is a reason for them to say, this business doesn't work, and I'm not going to do it. It becomes a self-fulfilling, obviously, because it doesn't work, and people stop. And so, you know, it's very easy to do, and it's very easy to get discouraged. I mean, I have the same thing myself. I mean, people that I've even have relationships with, and they go missing. I mean, you'll text them, you'll call them, you'll email them, and they will not respond. And, you know, sometimes I would say to people, just a simple, like you said, I got it, or I'll get back to you, or I can't respond now, or I'll have to get back to you next week. And you don't even get that. So you have to get in your head that sometimes people are not going to give you closure. And sometimes they're just not going to respond. And you cannot allow that to mess with your head and to take you out of the game, because that's what happens to so many people. And then they just shut down and they go, well, it doesn't work and I won't do it.
It's so true. And one of the things you have to just remind yourself, it's like the little engine that could. You have to keep your eyes on the prize and don't let anyone be a deterrent. You just go, well, that's just people. But just don't stop trying to communicate, because maybe, you know, that next time that you reach out, whether it's a phone call or text or email or whatever, maybe that's the time that they will pick up the phone and make a connection to you. So you should never, ever give up. Never.
Exactly. I mean, I had a representative, somebody that I was trying to sign up, and I was communicating with this woman back and forth for about a year before she finally decided that she wanted to do it. And I wouldn't hound her, because first of all, I don't have the personality or the time, because I can't waste my time either. And so I would just drop her a note every once in a while or check in with her every once in a while. And one day she was ready. So, you know, what happens is, after people continue to reach out over a period of time and they're not getting results, they just completely forget about it and don't even follow up with the person after that. So, you know, sometimes it might be the time before someone says, okay, I'm ready, or I'm interested, or, you know, they want to place an order or whatever it happens to be. So you have to keep yourself in a mind frame that you're not going to allow that to get you down.
Right, exactly. That's a very good point. And the other thing, you know, as an ABAR representative, we know how it feels when people don't get back to us. But as ABAR representatives, you know, one of the things we should not do is take on more than we can chew. And when I say that, what I mean is that when you go out and you're prospecting and you're taking names and numbers and you tell the person that was giving you that information when you tell them, okay, I'll get back to you in within 24 hours or 48 hours, you know, you really need to stick to that. Wouldn't you agree to that, Ellen?
Yes, and the easiest way to not to get in that position is to be very careful about when you tell people you're going to get back in touch with them, because what ends up happening, things happen and you get stuck. So
right.
Sometimes what I do is I try not to give people, like, I'm going to get back to you tomorrow or I'm going to get back to a specific time. I might say to them, as soon as I get the answer, I'll get back to you, or I'll get back to you as soon as possible, or something along those lines, because when you have so many commitments, you have a tendency to overpromise, but you
mm-hmm.
want to underpromise and overdeliver. So just be very careful about putting yourself on a time frame with people, because it gets to, you know, you'll get overwhelmed.
It's so true. And it's better to, like, be realistic, like you said, with yourself as an Avon representative, and not risk putting a bad taste in the potential customer or potential rep in their mouth. And or if it's a rep, you know, you want to teach them the proper way of running their business. And the only way you can do that is if you if you show them by example that you do the follow up.
Exactly, and you're training them, and so, you know, that's the other thing. If a person is pretty detail oriented and organized, it's very frustrating to them to deal with people who aren't, and that's another problem that you have to deal with, because, you know, you get some people that go, well, I can't deal with this because I can't, and unfortunately, you're going to find more people like that than people that really organize and have their act together. So what I do is I work with people as best I can on their level. So, for instance, one of the ways to cut down on your frustration is to say to the person, okay, you might reach out to them a couple of times. Then after that, it's on them. You might say something along the lines of, you know, why don't you give me a call when you're ready, or I'm here for you when you're ready, or I'm willing to work with you when you're ready, or, you know, because I don't want to become a pain. So, you know, sometimes you have to do that, and then people go, oh, okay. Sometimes you won't hear from them again, and you know what? You probably weren't going to hear from them anyway. Or they'll, when they get good and ready, they'll get back in touch with you, and hopefully at that point they're ready. Because the other thing is, if you try to force people to do things that they're not ready to do, they're not going to follow through. And so you're going to be constantly chasing people, constantly frustrated, constantly running around in a circle, and you don't want to do that. You want to spend your time with the people who are ready for you now, who are interested in doing this now. Otherwise,
yes,
leave them alone.
That is so true. Leave them alone. You got that right. You really got that right. I think one of the things that we have to put in place, and depending on what you know where your monies lie, I can't see anybody doing this business or any other business, excuse me, without having some kind of a system in place. And a system can be something as simple as really utilizing your Gmail. If you have Gmail, your Gmail suite, because there you have your phone numbers, when you have your address book there, you have your calendar there, you have note, you have a thing for your notes you can put in there, you have a drive, you say forms to put in there. And the reason why I mention that is because, you know, when you, okay, sometimes, you know, we do get overwhelmed and we say, we have good intentions in mind, say, well, I'm going to follow up with this particular person, yada, yada, yada. But then you forget. But if you have, like, a calendar that pops up on your on your telephone or your tablet or on your computer, then it will remind you to call X, Y, Z. What I usually do, I put the person that calls Mary, and I'll put a little dash in the space, and I'll put Mary's phone number. So when that pops up, I don't have to run around scrambling trying to find the person's number. It's right there in the pop up, and it will just dial from there. But you need to have some kind of system. Some people are fancy, have money, and can use apps. And I have a program called Client Angel, but Gmail Suite works very well for me. Ellen, what do you what would you have to add to that?
Well, you have to automate as much as you can, and you have to have a system. There is a system actually stands for save yourself stress, time, energy, and money. If you don't have a system, you're going to be totally out of control. Me personally, I can't understand how anyone can run a business and not have a calendar. That just floors me. I just don't get it. I mean, there is no one that can remember that much detail. And there are certain people that you see them all the time, they forget their appointments, they forget times, they're at the wrong place at the wrong time. It's just a zoo. And there's two problems. One, it's stressful for the person who actually doesn't have a system because they're all over the place. But it's inconsiderate of the other people that actually put things on their calendar, and then you don't follow through with what you're supposed to do. So you're basically inconveniencing that person because they've set that time aside. So, you know, it's amazing to me. People go, well, I forgot. You need to remind me. Well, it's really not my job to remind you. For instance, perfect example of this call. This call is every Monday night at 8:30.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to remind people after the first one or two times. It should be in your calendar.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, we all know that, you know, it's good to have reminders and send reminders to people, but it should not be necessary. It really shouldn't. Because if you're running your business and you have appointments, then your appointment should be, now I have my phone is like a mini computer, so everything is in my phone. But even if you're using an old-fashioned book where you actually write on a calendar, it doesn't matter. However you get it done, just get it done. And you want to be on point, because as you start to get busier, you need to have a system in place, because you are going to forget. It's too easy to forget. Too many things going on. Most people have a job other than just doing Avon, so this is a part-time job. Some people have more than one part-time business. So, you know, all that stuff has to be kept somewhere. So you need the system to make sure that everything is together.
True. And for those who have not explored their if you have Gmail, I can only speak on Gmail. If you have not explored your Gmail suite, you know, go to your Gmail account. And to the far right, next to your, where it says a plus sign and your name, you will see three rows across and three rows down of like these little squares. And if you click on that, that's where you'll find your whole suite of items. Again, you can find your not only your Gmail, but you'll find your calendar. You'll find the drive that will put things up in the cloud. Maps is in that suite. Also, what you call that thing? YouTube, because Gmail bought YouTube. You will also find your photos in that suite. There's a doc for your documents. And you know, and one thing I like, there's even a translator, and it translates in all languages. It's in that suite as well. So you know, you really owe it to yourself to do that. So, oh boy. Well, it's hard to believe that that took up a half an hour of conversation.
Oh my Ellen, goodness.
Oh my gosh. Is there anything, Ellen, you would like to add in these closing words?
actually is just, you know, just do consistently the things that you know you need to do to move your business forward. And try to build a foundation of working with people who are really interested in building a business. And automate yourself, keep yourself your schedule. Don't overschedule yourself. That's another thing that we all have a habit of doing, is overscheduling ourselves. And I think if you do that, I think that you'll be more in control of your business and more in control of your life, because people do have lives. I mean, they have children, they have husbands, they, you know, they have things going on. So, you know, that's all important too.
I so agree. So with that, you know, if you haven't read in your Avon Insight, because I think it's the little news that it comes out, the Avon Representative Insight, they came out 2 days ago on the 10th. They changed the amount that the customer can receive free shipping. So it used to be, I think, $35, and they will get free shipping. That has been changed to effective immediately. Your customers have to place now a $40 order or more in order to qualify for the free shipping from your Avon.com. So I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention, that, you know, now you have to have your customers now have $40 order or more. And then
Pat, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. I hate to interrupt you, but I wanted to, before I forget, because I will, I found this, the statistics that I was telling you about. You mind if I give them now?
Yeah, please.
It says that 48% of salespeople never follow up with a prospect. That's 48%.
Wow.
25% of salespeople make a second contact and just stop.
Wow.
12% of salespeople only make 3 contacts and stop. 12%, okay? Only 10% of salespeople make more than 3 contacts. 2% of sales are made on the first contact. 3% of sales are made on the second contact. 5% of sales are made on the third contact. 10% of sales are made on the fourth contact. And 80% of sales are made on the 5th to the 12th contact.
Wow.
And most people never get beyond, well, most people don't even follow up. But once they follow up, only 12% of the people will make 3 or more.
That is amazing.
Yep.
That is totally amazing. Wow.
And then people complain they don't make money.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Wow. Oh, boy, well, Ellen, thank you so much for sharing that information, and I hope people really take that in heart. And in essence, what Ellen is saying, you have to just keep on plugging. Even John Waller, who speaks every Monday, he said, even when people tell them they're not interested, he said he calls them maybe 12 months later, because they'll forget that they told them not to call back. So you know, you got to constantly follow through. And on a good note, I just wanted to let people know we have bragging rights. The Avon Luck for Her was nominated for the 2015 Fragrance Foundation Consumer Choice Award. So you know, you got to really get out there and really sell that luck, because it is a fantastic fragrance. And people love it. And now you can back it up by saying that we won. We were nominated to win the 2015 Fragrance Foundation Consumer Choice Award. So with that, keep looking at youravon.com, because a lot of things are changing. We were told last week that our district managers meetings are going to be discontinued because they're going to have the meetings online. So, you know, make sure you have your computer all set up for that so you can participate from the convenience of your home by watching the meetings now online. And the other thing that you have to start doing, and I want to remind you that I mentioned it last week, that Avon is going to stop sending out checks. So if you get checks for bonuses, if you get checks for customers ordered products online on your website, Avon is no longer going to issue you checks. So you're going to have to go onto your Avon.com website, and you're going to have to register for the quick pay. And I have to thank Ellen, because Ellen kept on my back until I did that. I'm so happy I did. So if you haven't done so already, after you hang up on this phone, on this radio call, go to your Avon.com and go to your account and, you know, sign up for quick pay. It's a process, if I remember correctly. Ellen, correct me if I'm wrong, but I do know you. I think you have to fill an application online, but you also have, I think you have to print something out, and then you have to send in a void copy of the checking account in which you want money to be placed in. Is that correct, Ellen?
You know what? I did this 4 years ago. I can't even remember. It sounds right. So it is a process. So, you know, you should start taking care of that now.
Yeah, because you have to wait for them to, I don't know if they deposit something, but they have to verify that you have a checking account. I can't remember, like Ellen was like maybe 4 years ago. They have to verify you have a checking account, and once they do that, then I think they send you an acceptance letter to let you know that, you know, your application has been approved and has been processed. So don't wait until they stop sending checks to try to set up your checking account. I would say do that as soon as today if you can. And with that being said, everyone, I'm going to wish you a good night. And I think is this our order? I think this is our order taking week. So, you know, make that happen. You know, go out and get as many sales as you possibly can. And be well. And I'll talk to you next Monday. Oh, and good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night, everyone.